In the agreement, the SPLM in the government and the SPLM Ayo Kitugwan faction recommitted themselves to the ceasefire under the Khartoum Declaration Agreement of June 2018. The parties also agreed to work to implement the transitional security arrangements and the voluntary repatriation, resettlement, rehabilitation, and reintegration of returnees and internally displaced persons. The parties also agreed that a joint security committee will be formed immediately and it would determine how long it takes to implement its mandate, which should take not more than 3 months. In addition, the agreement says the SPLM IG will set up a coordination office in Juba, Malakal, and Bor towns to help in assembling and reintegrating the troops from the two sides. The Kitugwan faction broke away from the SPLM Ayo last year over disputes about the leadership of Vice President Riek Machar. The leader of Kitugwan group, Simon Gatwich Dwal, signed the agreement on behalf of the SPLM Ayo. At the signing ceremony yesterday in Khartoum, he said his group agreed to the deal to maintain the status of their forces who have been on a war footing for so long.
What is important is the implementation of the security arrangements. We need to make sure that after the implementation of the security arrangements period of 3 months, I need to be in Juba. We have not discussed anything about power sharing at the moment because we want to see the commitment of the government to the security arrangements.
Tut Gatluak Manime, President Salva Kiir's security advisor, who signed the agreement on behalf of the government, reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensure security and stability in the country.
We are ready to offer all the support that would lead to improving the security and stability of South Sudan. When our country is stable, our neighbor Sudan will also be stable. The two countries are socially connected. By signing this agreement today, it marks the end of war in South Sudan.
Shamsuddin Kabashi, a member of the Sudan Sovereign Council, represented the Sudanese government at the signing ceremony. He congratulated the two sides for reaching the deal.
Fighting and even war are just means of expressing certain issues, but the use of force has never been the solution. People need to sit down and hear each other. Whoever was killed from the opposition or the government are South Sudanese citizens. At the end of the day, both sides are losing.
However, Lampol Gabriel, the military spokesperson of the main SPLM Ayo faction under Machar, sees the agreement as a clear violation of the River Talais peace agreement signed in 2018. Speaking to this program via phone from Juba, Paul condemned the unilateral decision of the SPLM IG to sign agreements instead of working as a team with other members of the government in the transitional period.
If they really wanted to dialogue, we should have been there as the SPLIO, a party to the agreement, so that our intent and also all our sides is at. That is one. Two, this is Artigone, is not SPLM. So if we are now Artigone and it is SPLM that is going to negotiate, we call this the tactics.
Paul says the agreement has no meaning because the two parties have never been in confrontation with each other. The South Sudan government delegation also signed an agreement with Aguelek Force leader General Johnson Oloing to resolve land conflicts between the Cholo and other communities in Upper Nile State. The two parties agreed that the boundaries of Cholo land should be restored to where they stood on 1st of January 1956 maps and as provided for in the River Talais peace agreement. The agreement says Cholo and Dinka Apadan communities in Upper Nile and Rueng should engage in peaceful dialogue to find amicable solution to land matters as well as to promote peaceful coexistence. In addition, state authorities should facilitate the return of homes and shops illegally occupied in Malakal and other towns in Upper Nile State to their rightful owners. The parties agreed that the Aguelek forces will promptly integrate into the SSPDF. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.